Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
You're listening to the man who's been called the Obi-Wan Kenobi of small business.
Obi-Wan Kenobi. Now that's a name I've not heard in a long time.
Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. I feel a disruption in the force, ladies and gentlemen. And that's a fair warning for you because... And the reason I feel that disruption is because Bill Schley is here. Bill is, he's the president and co-founder of Brand Team 6. He's the co-author of a number of books, including Why Johnny Can't Brand, and the author of The Unstoppables. And he's our good friend. Bill Schley, welcome back to the show.
Hello, Jim.
It's good to have you back.
It's good to be here.
Yeah, and I was telling the audience about all the things you taught us over the years about branding and earlier in the hour, all the things you've taught us about what you've learned lately about entrepreneurs, and looking forward to hearing what you've been working on lately.
Lately I've been working on this new this treatise, this. You know, as I found in a set of caves, in a deep salt caves, discovered, you know, after thousands of years, I found this amazing tome, and I was reading it, this deep, deep wisdom. I realized, this is incredible. This is biblical level.
Yeah.
And then I realized it was your book. I don't know how it got there, but I hopefully didn't throw it into the cave, you know.
You were shocked that book came out of me. Is that what you're saying?
Well, like I was saying, it was chock full of it was delightful to read, but and I'm only saying that I got to it so late because I've been on an extended deployment kind of out of away from
right.
town, and I hadn't received my copy all those months ago, so I finally got a PDF and was finally able to go through it the last couple of days. But it's very, very, it's a great book.
Thank you.
And it's something that we all have to think about. It's kind of thing I think about all the time. I say one thing though, if I can. Change is accelerating so fast everywhere,
mm-hmm.
and it's disrupting. It's not just disrupting markets. I think it's disrupting people's
That's right.
people's psyches.
That's right.
I do not think that we human beings. You talk about the way we operated for 10,000 years. I don't think we were made. Human beings were constitutionally designed to deal with as much.
I think you're
wrenching
right.
change as we are forced to with the new technology. And that's my
next book, by the way. My next book is about what you just said.
Well, yeah, but the thing is, one thing we learned we were writing The Unstoppables. You know, we started writing a business book. Supposed to be all about business and entrepreneurs, which it was.
Right.
But instead of all the business and mechanical things, we found ourselves dealing with the emotional mechanics of being an entrepreneur, which was more than anything else, which surprised us because we didn't know where the journey was going to take us. But it was all about fear. It was about the mm-hmm. fear of getting started, and it was about if you can get past that, then it's all about the love of your mission, your customers. And your teammates is all
right.
Success is all about these fundamental things, but it's that fear of change that is really, really a big stopper.
And you know, and you're right, Bill. And the thing is, and this is something I talk about in the book,
yeah.
is that something I've been saying on the show for a long time, and that is that change isn't any different than it ever was.
Mm-hmm.
A computer is just a fancy wheel.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the internet is just another form of fire, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so the what's different is the velocity of change. That's what's taking our breath away. We can deal with change.
Mm.
It's the compression of a model generation. I have an idea. I form it into a product or a program, and I go to market with it, but I can't rest on those laurels even for a second. While the moment I launch this new version, mm-hmm. this new model, I've got to be developing the next one to come out in 90 days or 6 months.
Right, exactly.
And that's what's really taken everyone's breath away. And the thing is it's all being powered by customer expectations.
Well, yeah, I think it's like you say, it's powered by the fact that everything has become so transparent now.
Mm-hmm.
And there's almost no, there used to be, I think there used to be a divide between, a comfortable divide between people and customers and businesses and customers and things. And there was a divide between work day and non-work days, you know. It's all come together so fast in so many
right.
ways that, I like as you say, you can't hide from the customer. It's not like you wanted to hide, but I think you
but
were
there's,
able
there, there's nowhere to hide.
There's nowhere to hide.
There's,
right?
there's nowhere to
right.
hide. That's exactly right. We come
right.
back.
The
age of the customer is affecting mm-hmm. branding. Which is something Bill Schley knows all about. And we're going to talk about that after these messages. 20 Tail, right back with Bill Schley. His new book is called The Unstoppables. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.